Big Hits 102.5 and 1330 WBTM. And I've got a special guest with me this morning, one of our favorites, Karen Harris from God's Storehouse, hanging out. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning. Good morning.
So we're doing things. I know you have a couple of big promotions you normally come in and share with us, and we want to, you know, pass that information along to folks. This one's a little different, but because you've had to make some changes, it's still the fundraiser we're thinking of. It's just got a different approach.
That's exactly right. Yeah. So normally we have our big Stamp Out Hunger food drive that's in May with the letter carriers and the rural carriers and things. And because of this pandemic, we are not able to do that. And, you know, that is a food drive that really stocks us up. It gets us ready for the fall and gets us through the summer months. And with this pandemic, we've not been able to do that. The post office has said we just can't do it this year and have encouraged people to donate money online and said that hopefully next year they'll be back to that again. But, you know, that's something that's so convenient for people to leave that bag of food by the mailbox. And so this is an answer to kind of hopefully be just as easy for people.
Well, and it's one of those things when you talk about the volume that the Stamp Out Hunger drive is, you guys collected more than almost. We were worried. We were trying to get there. You guys collected 32,800 pounds of food. And again, a big thanks to the post office and letter carriers for stepping up and helping out with that. But now we need you guys to kind of help out as well, because it's going to be a different approach. We're still looking for those numbers because we want to take care of folks in our community, but it's going to be a little different. It's going to be a lot different, but in a good way. I mean, it's still low impact and still a way to keep everybody safe. So you're going to be doing a drive-through drop-off food drive.
Yep.
So what is that going to entail? Because I know there's a lot of folks that are going, they haven't done that. I know there are people that are like, I haven't gotten my bag. I can't put anything. Yeah. This is your opportunity from that perspective. It's not gone. It's just had to find a different way to do it. So how is this going to be different than what folks are used to?
Right. Well, what we want to do is encourage people to still donate food, you know, four or five cans or whatever. And also, you know, some people really stocked up in the beginning of this pandemic. And probably there's food there that they're not using or won't use.
Oh, that's a good point.
You know, that because I know this lady came in and she said, I've got all this food and, you know, there's no way we can eat all this, you know, and we don't need it now. The grocery stores are back open again and the supplies are good. And so that kind of gave an idea. And then a friend of mine had read about this on Facebook with another food pantry in another part of the country. And I said, gosh, that seems like we could do that. So we're encouraging people. It's a drive-through drop-off. So they'll bring their food in. We would ask them if they could please put it in their trunk of their car. And then they'll come in on the right side of God's Storehouse. They'll drive around to the back of the building. And then if they'll pop their trunk, we'll have volunteers there that will unload it and we'll weigh it and we'll put it in God's Storehouse and do the sorting and everything in there. So, you know, not quite as convenient as putting it beside your mailbox, but still very convenient if you put it in your trunk. And we'd encourage people not to put it in their back seat if at all possible, because we don't really like for the volunteers to go inside spaces.
Okay, sure.
So to put it in their trunk, and then they just drive around, pop the trunk, we get the food out very quick, very easy.
So one of the things we've seen a lot of people doing, just in general, we've seen grocery pickup be a really big thing. So think of it like that. When you're doing a grocery pickup and you want to give a little back, I don't want to say just leave it in the hot car. I'm not saying that. But think of this as that reverse grocery pickup.
Right,
and when you look at it from that perspective, it's hands-free for you. Once you get it in there, it's done.
Right.
It's just from in the – I mean, you don't have to move.
That's
now,
right.
If it's garage kept, it's even better, you know, because you don't have to do those things. It's really hands-off, keeps everybody safe, but it also helps support – folks in our community that desperately need it. And, you know, we talk about how much of an impact the pandemic has had, and call it what you want, hoax, whatever. That doesn't matter. Either way, there are still folks in need in the community, no matter where you stand on the issue. And you guys have seen a pretty severe drop off in just overall. So that makes this drive even more important.
That's right. Yeah, because, you know, we get a lot of support from the faith communities in this area and different organizations, schools, businesses. And, you know, those donations have not come in this year because there's nobody at those places to do the collections and things. So we've seen about a 45% drop off of our donations, that just the individual donations. Our grocery store pickups and those donations are have picked up again. In the beginning, it was really bad, sure. But now it's picked back up again and about average, I think, right now. But yeah, those other donations that stock our shelves have really dropped off.
Well, and again, that's one of the things you don't always think about. We'll see shelves just empty. Oh, man, I went to the store. We didn't have anything. Well, that affects multiple places when you think about it. And that's why it's even more important to stock shelves while supplies and surplus are good, because you never know when something like this is going to happen.
That's right.
And for the most part, and correct me if I'm wrong, you guys have been able to maintain some semblance of service even though your donations drop. So that's why it's so much more important.
Yeah, we have. We've been very, very fortunate, very blessed. People were able to send in monetary donations, and with that funds, we were able to purchase some food, which takes a little bit of time for us to do that. And then, of course, we had a little bit of trouble trying to source that food.
Sure.
But yeah, so we're doing okay right now, but, you know, we never know what the fall, and usually the fall things tend to pick up a bit more. And even towards the end of summer, we'll start to see a lot more people coming in need of food.
Well, and I know you've got a full list on your website of foods that you're really kind of hoping folks focus in on when it comes to the drive-through, drop-off drive. What are some of the big ones for folks who may be listening and just haven't been to the website yet and they're already on their way to the store?
I would say cereal, like breakfast cereal, small and large sizes of those. Peanut butter. I know people get tired of hearing me say peanut butter, but peanut butter is great. And, you know, that's one of the things that we've not been able to purchase too much of. So we do need peanut butter. Canned meat. So like your tuna and your canned chicken, or even like beef stew, things like that. Also, of course, canned vegetables and canned fruit. If it could get low sodium, that would be better. But if not, you know, we'll take whatever they can get. So those are some of the key things that we really do need.
Yeah, and things that a lot of folks wouldn't necessarily have thought about either. Mm-hmm. It's easy to go with your canned soups because they sell them in bulk. They've got the cubes and stuff already ready. But, you know, those are easy. And the vegetables, again, kind of the same thing. Easy to get your hands on. Those are the first thought process items. Cereal didn't register for me because when you said that, I was like, duh. I would have never thought of that because I'm in that mindset of, like I said, the canned soup, the vegetables. So, again, I love that you have some of those different items. I'm glad we decided to hit on those because I think that's really important, because it is more than just a meal here, a meal. This is the whole day. I mean, you got to think big picture. Think all day long.
Yeah.
So,
and we do try to put a good variety in the boxes so that people can make breakfast, lunch, and dinner with it. So, you know, think about, you know, yourself and when you feed your family and what are the items that you need to purchase to feed your family.
Pretty good. I can't do any better than that. See, that's why we have Karen come in for these things, because I'm not reliable when it comes to that.
Oh, you do great. You do great. You do great.
Thank you. Flattery gets you nowhere. And I'm still waiting on my bowl, by the way. Just, I'm putting that out there.
I thought I gave you a bowl. I did.
We've talked about it.
Josh.
I want a Karen bowl, though.
Oh,
I want a Karen bowl.
Okay. Yeah, I'm back working on that again, too.
All right. So just some more details on the what, the when, and how this is going to come together. It's going to be Saturday, the 25th
this
month. So not too far off. 9 to 2 is when you're going
to
be running all the cars through. So just be mindful of that. If you're going to be in and around that area, don't freak out. No road rage. Just know this is all going to be for a great cause. Yep. I know your staff go above and beyond. You got a lot of volunteers who help out. You guys do so many good things for the community. Certainly appreciate that. And I also saw in your press release that you were nice enough to send me ahead of time that you've got some groups that'll be collecting in neighborhoods. And if you're wanting to do that to help out in your own neck of the woods, you guys want to know about that.
That's
so we can help inform folks.
Right. Yeah. We would encourage, I don't have a list or know which groups may be doing that. We've encouraged people to do that, tried to post that on Facebook. And we've even got a little flyer made up that people can fill out and give it to their neighbors so that they know, okay, on Saturday, I'm going to be coming around, you know, put it on your porch or put it by your mailbox and I'll get it. Please don't put it in your mailbox.
No, that could be a problem.
That could be in trouble. Yeah. But to, you know, if people do want to do that, if they want to take their street and say, you know, I'll collect on my street and then bring it to God's storehouse. So just get in touch with us. We can email you the little flyer if you want to come by and give you copies of that so that they can do that. Also, too, I know Riverview Rotary has stepped up. They're giving us volunteers. They may be out in certain communities that will also be collecting. So I really appreciate them. They early on said, we want to do something to help you. And we said, when we came up with this idea, we reached out. And so they've got several volunteers that are going to be helping us that day. So very grateful to them.
Awesome. Awesome. So plenty of good things going on. Be mindful of those things. We want to keep God's Storehouse stocked up. They've been doing great things for our community for a long time. And we're not going to let it stop. So 32,800 pounds was last year.
Yeah.
I know it's a different situation, but now instead of one grocery bag on your mailbox, you got a whole trunk full of space.
Yeah, there you go.
That's my motivation.
There you go. Got a whole trunk or a flatbed truck or, you know, or a station wagon.
If you're going to do that, though, properly secure the items.
This is true. That could generate a whole other level of issue. Yeah. And we would encourage people to avoid glass.
Yes.
You know, because we're moving pretty fast, try to get people through pretty fast. And sometimes if the glass is in there, it breaks and it creates a huge mess.
Yes.
Huge mess.
Non-perishable foods is another thing.
And non-perishables, yes.
No vegetables, no
breads, no anything, no desserts, nothing that's no milk products, nothing like that. Just mainly non-perishable foods.
Always like to hit on that because, again, you get into that mode of meals all day, but it's still got to be a different method. You guys need to stock up for the long term.
That's right.
Karen, always a pleasure. Thank you for coming in and sharing with us. Thanks for having me. Of course.
Yeah.
It's not a normal season without Karen.
Yeah.
Come on now.
I know. I was like, gosh, I'm not going to get to go talk to Josh in
May. We're still going to make time. Always room for you here at WBTM. We appreciate you and everything you're doing for God's Storehouse. You guys do an amazing job, and we want to do everything we can to help.
Good. Well, I so appreciate that. Thank you very much.